Now, one of the biggest US-controlled military bases in Afghanistan has once again come under a rocket attack. Local officials confirmed the Bagram Air Base in the eastern Parwan province was attacked this morning. At least two foreigners have been killed in the assault. The identity and nationality of the victims haven't been disclosed yet. The Taliban have claimed responsibility. It's the second rocket attack on Bagram in less than 48 hours. The militants fired rockets on the airbase Saturday night, claiming that outgoing US Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel was at the base when it was targeted. That attack left no casualties. Meanwhile, US drone strike has left at least six people dead in eastern Afghanistan. The attack took place in Nuristan province. Local officials say the victims were Taliban militants. Several others were also wounded in the attack. US airstrikes have been a bone of contention between Kabul and Washington in the past few years. The United States says its drones target militants, but reports on the ground show civilians make up the majority of casualties. Let's talk to Press News Fayez Khorshid, our correspondent in Kabul. Fayez, what do we know about the details of this attack?
Well, Hassan, as you pointed out, this is the largest U.S. military air base here in Afghanistan, and it's home to thousands of American and Afghan forces, and it has been hit by several rockets today morning. It has been confirmed by the police chief of Parwan province. This person has told us that the rockets were fired by the Taliban militants from nearby villages, and Taliban, a spokesperson on his Twitter page, has also claimed responsibility for the attack, saying that several American soldiers have been killed, but the deaths of two civilian contractors have been reported by Afghan officials. This is the latest Taliban attack on this base. It has been hit by rockets fired by the Taliban again on Sunday. And it seems the Taliban attacks are growing against U.S. military facilities in this country. But it's not only Americans. We see that Afghan forces who can be seen much more now on the front lines fighting against this terrorist group are being killed and wounded by the Taliban attacks. And it has become a big concern for the Afghan people, too, because at the end of the day, if you look at the figures, it's mostly civilians who are being killed and wounded.
And of course, with the latest announcement of the news that 1,000 U.S. troops are to be deployed to Afghanistan, just how are the Afghans reacting?
Well, there are mixed reactions to the long-term U.S. military involvement here in Afghanistan. If you talk to people in the south and eastern parts of this country, you would find those people are strongly opposed to the presence of American forces. They view the presence of American forces against their national pride, and they believe that the U.S. military involvement would not help them to even get an upper hand over the Taliban insurgents. They believe that the U.S., instead of military operations, should help the Afghan government and in the reconstruction and also in educational sectors. But here in Kabul and also in some other parts of this country, people fear that once American forces leave, the Taliban will grab the power.
Well, Press News Fayez Khorshid reporting from Kabul. Thanks to Fayez.